For online courses over the world, we'd like to see the title today, True Breath, in Gospel John chapter 6, verse 22 through 40. For online courses pupils, we'd like to suggest the three questions. Number one, in verse 28, then they said to him, what shall we do that we may work the works of God? What is the answer? Question one, in verse 28, and they said to him, they asked Jesus Christ, what shall we do that we may work the works of God? What's the answer? Question two, in verse 32, then Jesus said to them, most assuredly, I say to you, Moses did not give you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. What is the true bread? That is the second question. Jesus answered to them, most assuredly, I say to you, Moses did not give you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. What is the true bread? Last question in verse 40, and this is the will of him who sent me, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. What does this verse mean? So basically Jesus said, whoever believes in me may have everlasting life. Also Jesus will raise the believer up at the last day. What does this mean? So before today, the verses 22 to 40, Jesus fed up 5,000 men with five loaves and two fish. So chapter 6, verses 1 through 3, after this thing, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. Tiberias, in the Sea of Galilee, in the west side, in the beach city, name is Tiberias. Tiberias, then a great multitude followed him, because they saw his signs, which he performed on those who were diseased. So in the last chapter 5, Jesus healed ill people. And Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. So Jesus made a miraculous feeding 5,000 men, plus their wives and their children, with five pieces of bread and two fish only. Then, verse 22, on the following day, so 2 days later, when the people who were standing on the other side of the sea saw that there was no other boat there except that one which his disciples had entered, and that Jesus had not entered the boat with his disciples, but his disciples had gone away alone. Basically, the people looked for where Jesus was. So they are trying to find out Jesus. However, other boats came from Tiberias. Tiberias, the last time Jesus fed 5,000 men, so with bread and fish, near the place where they ate the bread after the Lord had given thanks. Here, verse 23 talks about they ate bread. So they meaning 5,000 men plus wives and children. So probably 15,000 people. Near the place where they ate bread after the Lord had given thanks. Verse 24. When the people, therefore, saw that Jesus was not there, nor his disciples, they also got into boats and came to Capernaum. Capernaum is Tiberias, is Sea of Galilee, the left hand side, west side, beach city, but the north, you know, north side of the city name is Capernaum. So they, you know, went to Capernaum, in a beach city. So Capernaum city is seeking Jesus. So here, you know, who are they? They, you know, basically Judaized. Judaized meaning Israelites who believe only God and Jehovah God. So based upon the Old Testament. So they didn't believe Jesus as the Messiah, as the prophets in the Old Testament prophesied. So that is Judaism. So here, Capernaum seeking Jesus, and when they found him, finally, the multitude found Jesus, Capernaum in a city. On the other side of the sea, they said to him, they asked Jesus, Rabbi. Rabbi means, you know, teacher. So they, you know, accepted Jesus as just a rabbi, you know, teacher, not the Messiah. When did you come here? When did you come here? So what time, you know, did you come here? Capernaum. So basic question. But verse 26, Jesus answered them and said, Jesus answer basically non-responsive answer. Because basically the people ask Jesus, Rabbi, when did you come here? But Jesus answered and said, most assuredly the means, you know, attention gathering, adverb, attention gathering, most assuredly, or truly, truly. Simply means pay attention to what I say. Something like that. Most assuredly, pay attention to me here. I say to you, you seek me not because you saw the signs, but because you ate of the loaves and were filled. Basically, the people ask Jesus, when did you come here? But Jesus didn't answer when, you know, I came here. But Jesus said, you are seeking me not because over you saw the miracles, or you believed the miracles, but you ate. You are full. You were full with the bread.
Yeah.
Basically, you satisfied in physical hunger. So here, you know, the people really focus on the physical world, not really, you know, the not interested in spiritual, you know, matters. That is like here Jesus pointed out. Because the last time, you know, about 3 years ago, you know, Calvary Chapel in Anaheim Hills, you know, one, you know, the Christian, the portion, you know, monthly, you know, housing, you know, rental fee, certain portion donated to Calvary Chapel, you know, the missionary area, you know, ASAP, you know, medical mission. So we set up, you know, that kind of, you know, is a contract with, you know, the third party, this interest, property management guy. That time is the property management, the owner, the very small, you know, only, you know, 40 property. But recently, that company handled over 200, you know, property. So increased. So. But I, you know, delivered the gospel several times to honor, but he never believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. Last year, he married, you know, Filipino lady, you know, so Caucasian guy, you know. So, but you know, this month, he decided, you know, basically, he doesn't want, you know, server, you know, manager, you know, some kind of accounting matter, because based upon, you know, the benefit. No much, you know, benefit, serving, just something like that. So in this way, I try to find out, you know, another, you know, management company, you know, to do Anaheim Hills, you know, also in, you know, several area. But I couldn't find out, you know, until 2 days ago. But 2 days ago, I found, you know, one, you know, the property management guy. So he goes to the Harvest Christian Fellowship. He mentioned that because of this matter, although we are busy to, you know, handle, but this is you know, God's business, you know, the mission, you know, support. That's why he is gladly to take over, you know, that, you know, the property, you know, management, you know, for church, you know, like that. So this is some kind of teaching me. One person really focus on, you know, material thing only. So material, you know, temporal, earthly thing. Because right now, it's, my business is so growing up, so we have no time, you know, to serve, you know, the church, the missionary, and you know, something like that, you know, through the property management, the profit, you know, the giving away, you know, something like that. But the other guy, you know, he is also busy, but he told me, but this is, you know, God's matter, because God's, you know, ministry matter. The exactly same thing here, you know, the people only interest in material thing here for poor. That's why, you know, Jesus said, do not labor for the poor which perishes, but for the poor which endures to everlasting life. Simply, Jesus meaning do not labor for the material poor rather than spiritual poor. Spiritual poor which endures or gives everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you. Because God the Father has set his seal on him. So God the Father authorized Jesus Christ, who gave the eternal, everlasting life to spiritual food. So here, material things are profitable only to be used for the spiritual things. That's Jesus' the lesson, because Jesus talk about labor not by bread alone, but by every word. Every word meaning God's word. So bread is a physical food. Bread is only profitable to be used for the spiritual thing. Otherwise, you know, the physical thing will, you know, disappear. Just a matter of time, you know, certain time, you know, to disappear. So material food is eaten to sustain our physical life. Likewise, spiritual food is eaten to sustain our spiritual life. That's, you know, Jesus teaches here, verse 27 and 28. Then they said to him, so the Jewish people asked to Jesus, what shall we do that we may work the works of God? Basically, their question, how can we work the works of God? Simply, how can we work God's works? Because we wanted to work God's works, how can we do? That's a question, basically. So many Christians want to do, you know, God's works. But many Christians, almost the majority of people, failed, you know. We cannot work in God's works, and that's a problem. So that's the answer here, verse 29. Jesus answered and said to them, this is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he sent. Simply, you believe in him who's, whom he sent, meaning basically Jesus Christ was sent by God. Simply believe in Jesus Christ.
Absolutely.
That's your answer. So how can work? So when we believe in Jesus Christ, we can work in, you know, God's work. That's, you know, Jesus' answer. So basically, Book of Acts, you know, chapter 1, you know, verse 8, you know, said, you shall receive a power, or dunamis, when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. So John chapter 7 verse 29 says here, Jesus spoke concerning the Spirit whom those believe in Him would receive. Simply, whoever believes in the Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit will dwell in you. So then the Holy Spirit worker do not miss a power. So simply, not in your service, not you work, God's work, but the Holy Spirit who dwells in you works God's work. That's the answer. That's why we accept the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior. That moment, the Spirit works in our heart, so He can work. So you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to the Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth, wherever. So whenever you receive it, the Holy Spirit, you know, you can be a witness. Also, Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 13. So, you know, God, you know, asked us what to do. It shall be that if you earnestly obey my commandments, which I command you today, to love the Lord your God and serve Him with all your heart and with all your soul. Simply meaning, obey God's commandment and love God and serve God with all your heart and with all your soul. That is God required all believers. Then Micah chapter 6 verse 8, also the prophet, though God has shown you, Israel people, all men, what is good and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to work humbly with your God. Micah said, you know, God required you, do justly, love mercy, walk humbly with your God. So you shouldn't be arrogant, you know, before God, you know, you should work humbly with God. Also, Jesus said, Matthew chapter 5, you know, verse 48, therefore you shall be perfect just as your Father in heaven is perfect. Jesus wants us to be perfect. How much? As the Father is perfect. So that's the answer. We cannot be perfect at all. We cannot be, because we are sinners. We cannot be perfect at all. But when we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit dwells in us. The Holy Spirit can mold us to be perfect, just as the Father. That is in progress, not, you know, the done. That's in progress. You know, so that is here the one in, you know, Peter, the confession said, Acts chapter 15 verse 10. Now therefore, why do you test God by putting a yoke on the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear? Basically, Gentile believers, you know, could not, you know, the work God's commandment, you know, by themselves, because the Jewish our fathers, which meaning, you know, Jewish, you know, father, you know, forefathers, and we meaning, you know, the Jewish believers were not able to bear the God's, you know, commandment, you know, to keep, you know, God's commandment either. So human beings, you know, cannot keep God's word. But here, Philippians chapter 1 verse 6, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. So, whenever you accept the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, or the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of God, because Trinity God, that's the same thing, the Spirit of God and the Spirit of Christ, that, you know, began a good work or God's work in you, that God, the Spirit of God, will complete it, will be perfect. perfect, will make you perfect until the day of Jesus Christ, until you meet Jesus Christ. So we can meet Jesus Christ two ways. One way is before rapture, we might be dead physically. That moment, our spirit immediately from that physical body into the heaven. So at that moment, we are perfect. Or second is, while we are living physically, Jesus coming again in heaven, that's called rapture. We, immediately we change our body made by heaven, our spirit, with the Lord. That moment, we will be perfect. Also the 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18, but we all with unveiled face beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord are being transformed into the same image of the Lord Jesus Christ from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. Simply meaning the Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, is transforming us just like Jesus Christ's image. So that's why during our physical life, Philippians chapter 3 verse 13-14, brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended or to have finished, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Basically, I press myself toward the goal for the prize given by God. So which meaning we are being sanctified during our physical life. So we are in progress, being complete, just like Jesus Christ's image. Yeah. So that's why Jesus answered to them, this is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he sent. Believe in him whom God sent. Simply, Jesus answered, believe in me, believe in me whom God sent. That is, if you believe me, you can work in God's way. That is Jesus' answer, bottom line. Then is verse 30, therefore they said to him, the Jewish people asked Jesus, what sign will you perform then, that we may see it and believe you? What work will you do? So Jewish people saw Jesus feeding up 5,000 men with 5 loaves and 2 fish. So then. So what sign will you perform then? Which meaning, what sign will, future tense, what sign will show me more in a kind of thing? Our fathers ate the manna in the desert, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then they said, our fathers ate the manna. How long years? 40 years. Simply they said, you ate the 5,000 men for only one day, but our fathers fed our manna 40 years, during 40 years wilderness. So actually the Jewish people did not respect Jesus at all like that. They tried to see continually stick on material things only. So the manna, the faith, Jesus talks about the feeding 5,000 men is a real miracle. Is Jesus show God sent me to save you. That's why Jesus showed miraculous feeding. not really focus on the feeding food, you know, feeding physical satisfaction and physical hunger, satisfying physical hunger. You know, that kind of is the syntax and context here. Manna is Exodus chapter 16 and verse 12, 13, 31. You know, basically, I ever heard the complaints of the children of Israel speak to them saying, at twilight you shall eat meat, and in the morning you shall be filled with bread, and you shall know that I am the Lord your God. Basically, evening time, you know, the God gave, you know, quails, you know, which are meat. So it was that quails came up at evening as a meat and covered the camp, and in the morning the dew lay all around the camp. So, and the house of Israel called its name Manna. Manna is the morning time, and it was like a white coriander seed, and the taste of it was like wafers made with honey. Looks like wafers, you know, made with honey, you know, that kind of taste. So then, verse 32, and Jesus said to them, Jesus answered, most assuredly, here again, attention gather, most assuredly, pay attention to what I say. I say to you, Moses did not give you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. Simply mean Moses was used just the instrument of God the Father. Not Moses, you know, the manna, you know, to you, but my Father. So that is Jesus' answer. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven. So here in the Exodus chapter 16, verse 12, as we already read, you shall know that I am the Lord your God. God gave manna through Moses, not in recognize Moses, rather than I am the Lord your God. So simply meaning God did so. You should recognize God. So in the same region, same token, Jesus fed 5,000 men, which meaning God did so. God sent Jesus Christ, so Jesus Christ fed 5,000 men with only 5 loaves and 2 fish. So bottom line, you should believe in Jesus who God sent you. That is a true miracle, but they did not seek that sign, that miracle. Here, my Father gives you the true bread from heaven, for the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Then they talk about bread in a physical realm, but Jesus lifted the physical realm up to spiritual realm. Verse 33. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. So simply, verse 33 meaning bread of God is he. Who is he?
Jesus.
So I am the bread of God. Continually Jesus teaching that way, but the Judaizers, you know, the people who believe only Jehovah God, so they didn't accept, you know, Jesus who was sent, you know, by God the Father, and consequently they didn't believe Jesus who gives, you know, life to them. Then they said to him, Lord, give us this bread always. Then give us this bread always, not 40 years, always this way. Still they, you know, looks like, you know, Samaria woman, you know, the well of Jacob, to talk with Jesus, Jesus, you know, told her, if you drink, you know, my water, you shall never be thirsty. So the Samaritan woman said, give me that water. That kind of spiritual sense talking here. Then Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Here, I am. Because Exodus also, I am the Lord your God. So I am is a Greek word, ego eimi. That's God's name. God's name, I am. So we can see the I am many ways. John chapter 10, verse 11, Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. John chapter 8, verse 12. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. John chapter 8, verse 15. Jesus said to them, most assuredly, attend together, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. So which meaning? I am, which means Jesus is God. So before Abraham was, I am, which is God. Also, Jesus, when Jesus was betrayed, John chapter 18, verses 4 through 6, Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that would come upon him, went forward and said to them, whom are you seeking? They answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus said to them, I am he. Judas, who betrayed him, also stood with them. Now when Jesus said to them, I am he, they drew back and fell to ground. So basically, I am meaning ego eimi. So Jesus is God. I am meaning God's name, I am. I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger. And he who believes in me shall never thirst. No hunger, neither thirst. But I say to you that you have seen me and yet do not believe. So Jesus know that. So you saw me, you do not believe me. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me, I will by no means cast out. Here, I will never cast out. So whoever comes to me, I will never cast out. That's in a theological term is assurance of salvation. So here, whoever comes to me, meaning you should exercise your self-will, which meaning simply you accept the logic. No, your work is not required. But just simply accept or not. Today, here is a cookie. Cookie, I give you each person cookie. Okay. You are just accept the cookie or reject the cookie. That's it. So in order to get cookie, your work is not required at all. Because already cookie made it, and somebody labored and everything. It is the same thing. Already, Jesus is a savior and the Lord. Just you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as savior or reject. Simple. Here, the one who comes to me, which meaning you accept. Your labor is not required. That's why the Revelation chapter 22, verse 17, the Spirit and Bride say, come and let him who hears say, come, and let him who thirst come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. Freely meaning your labor is not required.
Yeah.
That's why grace meaning freely, unmerited, freely given favor. That's called grace. That's why we are saved, because of God's grace. So our work is not required. Just accept it or reject it. So that book they indicated so one accountant who lived in New York City, but he received his mother's will. His mother lived in Texas. 100 acre farm. So he received his mother's will. His mother's will said, I divide whole 100 acres of land in Texas to my sole son, you know, blah, 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 who lives in New York.
Yeah.
Then he received, because his business is busy for accounting in a job, busy. So he rejected. So although 100 acres freely is given to him, he rejected.
Yeah.
So then, because that 100 acres was given to next relative over his mother, intestate without willing. But exactly the same thing, God's giver eternal life, salvation way to everybody.
Yeah.
So you just accept it or reject it. No labor is required. So by no means cast out. So but you, when you accept the Lord Jesus as your Savior, you will never be forsaken for cast out. That's called assurance of salvation. John chapter 17 verse 12 said, while I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name, those whom you gave me, I have kept. And none of them is lost. None of them is lost, except the son of perdition. Son of perdition meaning the son of Satan, unbeliever. Except the unbeliever, that scripture might be fulfilled. So, yeah, that is talks of the one who comes to me, I will by no means never cast out. That is called predestination. God's foreknowledge, God already know, who accept or reject, so something like that, foreknowledge. For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. Basically, Jesus is doing God's will, not his own will. This is the will of the Father who sent me, that over all he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up at the last day. So lose nothing. So assurance of salvation. So first of all, whenever you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior by exercising your free will, so at that moment, you are saved how long? Forever. So your salvation is never lost. Yes, that is talking about here. Verse 40 said, but this is the will of him who sent me, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. So we have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ shall have everlasting life, which means will not die. So our physical body will be dead, which meaning will become in dust, as a matter of time. But the our spirit, lives forever. But then we will have a new body made by heaven. So in that way, we may have everlasting life. Here, I will raise him up at the last day. That means resurrection. The 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 52 said, in a moment, in the twinkle of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. So Jesus come here again in heaven. So our body is changed, incorruptible body. The 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16, for the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. So before rapture, some people were dead, physical dead, So death, you know, the person, new body made by heaven. So that is in that way, you know, eternal the life. So each question, in conclusion, we want to see each question. In verse 28, then they said to him, what shall we do that we may work the works of God? What's the answer?
Believe in Christ.
Yeah, exactly. Verse 29. So this is the work of God, that you believe in him, what he sent. So believe in Jesus Christ, whom God sent as a Savior. That is that's the work of God. And from beginning, you know, God, the Holy Spirit worked through you, through dunamis, you know, sanctify, you know, just like Jesus Christ also make you be perfect, you know, just as the God is perfect in that way. Question two, in verse 32, then Jesus said to them, most assuredly, I say to you, Moses did not give you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. What is a true bread in this context? My Father give you true bread. The his God, Jesus Christ, which means Jesus Christ was sent by God from heaven. So I am true bread. And that's the answer. There's a 35, you know, said Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. So I am ego eimi. The last question in verse 40, and this is the will of him who sent me, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. What does this verse mean? This verse means we believe in Jesus, have everlasting life, eternal life, the period, which means you will never die, you know, eternal period. Then I will raise him up at the last day, which meaning when Jesus come in heaven, so the first, you know, dead people, you know, arise again with the body made by heaven. Then is the physical life person also, his body made by dust changed into made by heaven. So that meaning. So that is raising him up at the last day. So that is the bottom line. Okay, let's sing song all together. His song, Blue Book, page... let me see which one. Page 4, number 11. Page 4, number 11.